Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. With that, we have a 9:30 agenda time to meet with city county attorneys for legal staff updates and to consider action items, which today there's three action items on the agenda. First one is to consider resolution declaring certain properties as not necessary for county use and authorizing the sale thereof. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Commissioners?
Morning.
So this is that resolution that we put in place before we do the auction coming up on the 5th. So if you have questions about the four parcels that are included in the exhibit, I think the treasurer can give more detail on them.
Okay. Treasurer, good morning.
So we're down to four parcels. When we originally took tax deed back in July, we had eight parcels, and so four of them are redeemed. There's four on here still. Two of them we are expecting to redeem. There's a couple small pieces that we'll probably have go for auction in November.
Okay.
Chairman.
Going to be handling that again?
Pardon me?
Commissioner Brooks are going to be handling that again.
If I'm told to, yeah.
If we use the word or phrase pretty please, we
yeah. Yeah.
So, Treasurer, do we run into this because there hasn't been, I'm going to ask a question, and it's just in general form, not in specificity. Do we run into this because of perhaps poor planning on some of these plats that we create this potential that a developer is going to say, I'm not paying property taxes on this. I can't sell it. And I did it to get through the process, and now it's the county's burden.
Yeah, or when they replat something, they leave off certain little strips.
Right.
Of areas that cause these to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, from your point of view, if we could have help and assistance as these come through to help the board be aware of the potential of those, so we don't automatically just approve something that we know is going to create this situation into the future, we can look at trying to avert that.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah. All right. Questions, comments?
Chairman, this is a short list this year. We've had years past where there's been a lot of properties, and so I think that that's a direct result of the diligence on the part of the treasurer's office to make contact and every effort to ensure that these properties don't go to tax deed. The county is not interested in owning property, and so I want that to be on the record because there's a lot of effort, a lot of hours spent trying to make contact and get people in to clear those. Even after the tax deed date, you're willing to allow them to redeem, which you don't have to. But this to me is a win that there's only four properties on this, and some of those are either those government lots, something small that the county's going to have to end up figuring out how to have somebody want that.
Yes.
So I'm in favor.
Okay. And just for the county, or for the people that are listening to the county audio record, for your own enjoyment, peruse parcel 4. It is almost a full page and a half of legal description of the meets and bounds, and it only adds up to 0.13 acres. So this is what I'm talking about, that there's some work here that could potentially be done to eliminate this nightmare from ever becoming a issue in the first place. So let's hit it at the front end instead of dealing with it on the back end, because this is onerous and expensive. With that, is there another discussion?
I don't have any,
if
Chairman.
If not, I'd consider a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution declaring certain properties as not necessary for county use and authorizing the sale thereof.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. Second action item is consider notice of surplus property auction.
that we just, yeah, I think maybe there, that was on there twice.
Twice? Okay.
There is notice included.
There is notice within this.
Yeah. If not, we'll.
Okay, so we, on the.
Is there a notice in there? Do I need a second motion then? I don't see a notice.
Yeah, I don't see.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I do.
Is the notice within the resolution?
It's the second page. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the notice of surplus property auction.
I second.
Thank you for that clarity. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Now you can exit stage left. All right. Oh, it's the next page.
Where you were reading all of this stuff.
Right?
That's
okay.
Notice.
All right. So it was within the packet.
Yeah.
Sorry, Laura, I missed that second page behind the signature thing. Okay. Wow, that takes us through two of those action items. So the third action item is considered generator service agreement with Northwest Power Systems.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Commissioners, yeah, this is our service agreement. This is actually a continuous from, I think, earlier this week or last week.
Last week.
I needed to send this back to Northwest Powers and had Pod 6 taken off of the service agreement for now. And so we have six total generators as of now. This doesn't include the DMV and all of our jails and our dispatch generators. So, again, this is just our general service agreement for these generators.
Chairman, members of the board, it does cover the 911 backup system, the 911 number two with the jail annex backup system, the DMV, the jail, the juvenile detention center, obviously, and then probation as well. So those are the six locations where we have the generators currently operating.
So technicality, wouldn't we put the 911 systems on in their own budgetary line item? Because we receive 911 funds for that system.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I was just going to actually add we probably should, because 911 funds do qualify for equipment. So it would qualify for this.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the service agreement. It's not the person of the bill. So that'll be directed when we separate off to actually pay the bill for this. This is simply the agreements.
Mr. Commissioners, I don't think we've separated that out before.
Yeah.
So when they come in to fix or replace parts on it, I don't separate that out, send that over to 911. I never have, so.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, as a follow-up, as Mr. Bricasoli was saying, we can split that on the claim itself. This is just the service agreement, so I want to make sure that maybe talk to the sheriff's office that 911 is paying for that portion.
Okay.
That works.
Okay. Rick, are we not going to worry about picking up the coroner's office and the crime lab generator, the new one going in?
But Mr. Chair, I'm trying to think of the timelines here. So we're about a 28-week lead time for that generator.
So we don't know if it'll get running by the end of the fiscal year?
I believe it'll probably be mid-summer when that'll be into place. And then after that, it comes with a year warranty, like service on anyway.
Okay.
So probably fiscal 27.
Okay.
And not only that one, we'll probably be adding another one for Pond Lane for the Whitman's facility too.
Okay. All right. Good point.
So.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion?
I don't have any, Chairman. I'm in favor.
All right. I'd entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the generator service agreement with Northwest Power Systems as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Are there other legal issues that we want to deal with, either in open or executive?
Chairman, I would like to ask legal, but it relates to our areas of impact. I don't know if that's for open or executive session.
Is it procedural that you believe that you need to have legal counsel that could be misinterpreted and you just want to seek counsel and there's no decision that needs to be reached?
Well, it involves another, you know, a city's ordinances and jurisdiction, and so they are in conflict, and I would want to protect our legal's right to opine in executive session on that, and rather than have that misinterpreted on the open record. I think that's fair. So I would do that under D and F is my proposal.
Legal counsel, you're comfortable with that?
Some Zach's on handling the areas of impact.
We can go in to discuss a potential litigation issue regarding the area of impact. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's volatile. Okay. Make a motion and.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D for records exempt, and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Just before we go, there are a couple other matters that are executive session that are very specific as to possible or pending or imminently pending legal litigation that we would like to address with the board.
Okay, so F covers it. You don't need I?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. My motion stands.
There's at least one pending employment lawsuit that we'd like to discuss with you.
Also, so there's at least.
That is one of your topics.
Okay. And Chairman, I'll amend it to include subsection B for personnel.
Okay. So there's at least three items that are listed that are delineated per statute that we're going to go in under. Is that?
And I think that's not personnel. Let me be clear. It's subsection F, but.
Okay.
Pending filed employment lawsuit.
Okay.
We need to determine what our next cause of action or our
I see.
Course of action is.
Okay, very good.
So, and that's
so that's still just DNF.
So it's a topic that I'm kind of talking about.
It's topical. Okay.
So Chairman will amend the motion again to just go in under DNF and exclude B.
Okay. All right. Do I have a second?
If we're ready, yes. Second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Veek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session, please.